Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Monkey Man.
By the Rolling Stones.
By the Stones. Remember that story yesterday about the truckload of monkeys that crashed in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
I don't know how I missed that one.
You missed that?
I did.
So a truck full of lab monkeys coming from some island somewhere crashed, and three of the monkeys got away, right? They ended up finding them, and they were on their way to a lab somewhere. They wouldn't say what they were being tested for. They were going to be used in the lab or tested in the lab or something like that. A woman who was driving directly behind the vehicle when it crashed, throwing animal crates all over the highway, is now sick and is afraid that something she's got might have come from those monkeys. She has developed a rash,
monkeys?
I guess. Well, the story is not clear on that. This is from
she's in a car,
the Daily
Mail.
I was close to the monkeys.
Sick.
I was close to the monkeys. I touched the crates. I walked through their feces, so I was very close. And I called a helpline to inquire, you know, was I safe? One of the monkeys did hiss at me. There was feces all around. I did have an open cut. I just wanted to be precautious.
What is this woman doing?
She said she got out to help both the driver and the animals in their cages, initially believing them to be cats. So when she approached, she put her hand on the cage and says one of the monkeys hissed at her. And the following day, she developed a cough and pink eye. And she said it became so bad she had to visit an emergency room at a medical center in Danville. And now she's a little worried. And she's talking to the CDC. About being sick.
USA Today says the locals were told not to approach them.
Yeah. And then they wouldn't release any more information on what they might have had or done or whatever.
They've now caught all three of them.
Yeah, they caught them and they humanely euthanized them, apparently. I don't know if they were injured or not, but the monkeys have been, through the three that got away, have been euthanized. So here's the problem. The Department of Health and Human Services put out a letter that said if you were within 5 feet of the trailer and there was a solid barrier between you and the monkeys, your risk of exposure is minimal. However,
exposure to what?
They won't say.
Uh-oh.
If you had any physical contact with a loose monkey, non-human primate is how they refer to it here, you should seek immediate medical attention and notify the Pennsylvania State Department of Health.
What lab was this?
The surviving monkeys will be quarantined and monitored for infectious diseases before being released to a lab where they're going to be tested. I don't know.
There were 100 monkeys on the truck.
No more monkeys jumping on the bed.
Yeah,
thank you. That's the first thing I'm thinking about. So apparently, instead of contacting the state health department, this woman went on Facebook and listed the fact that she's not feeling well. So now everybody's freaking out about what the monkeys might have had.
How many other people actually got close to the monkeys?
I don't know. I don't know.
You know what the monkeys said when the woman came up to her?
What was that? I'm waiting for it.
Here we come. Walking down the street. We get the
I'm envisioning that opening scene to the show. I can see it now. I mean, it's funny, but it's not funny.
Not funny for the lady that got sick.
Well, not funny for the fact that we don't have any idea what the hell they were being about to be tested for.
They had just
arrived in the country.
How much feces could this woman have been walking?
Well, there were 100 monkeys.
Yeah, there were more monkeys than there were 100 monkeys. Only 3 of the crates broke open, and those 3 monkeys got away.
I would imagine 100 my guess monkeys is can make a lot of mess.
When the crash happened, probably a lot of them crapped their pants if they'd had them. So it probably went everywhere, right? Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I'm just guessing.
No.
There was monkey crap everywhere.
A lot of questions. And it'll get swept under the rug and we'll never hear about it again.
Yeah, we're probably never going to hear from this lady again either, potentially. I don't know. Hopefully she's all right. I guess they're worried about monkey herpes and whatever else they might have had. That's frightening stuff. Back to that monkey story for a minute. I'm kind of hung up on it.
Yes, you are.
Back to the monkey story. So I have a family member who works in the industry where they do
research.
Research and testing and all that stuff. He says they carry monkey pox, these monkeys, a bunch of monkeys, a truck carrying them from the airport to a research lab crashed. 3 of them got loose. Some lady who came over and tried to help said she thought they were cats, reached down and touched one of the cages. There was monkey feces everywhere.
Were they baby monkeys? Were they small monkeys?
No, I saw a picture of one in a tree. They weren't
Did it look like
all
a cat?
Small. No.
I'm concerned for this
But I don't
woman.
Know what the cages look like. Maybe they were hard to see through and you just saw fur and you thought they were cats.
You should be concerned about this woman anyway.
You should, because according to this, they carry something called monkey pox and humans can die from it.
Yes.
They only work around them wearing the full body suits that they call bunny suits.
Hazmat.
And that if you get them in your eye, it can infect you even more quickly. This woman was complaining on Facebook of having pink eye after having gone up and touched these monkey crates. Wow. That's dang. She's already had to get rabies shots and all that stuff, so hopefully they're working with her. But the monkeys cost like $20,000 a piece. They're really hard to get, apparently, because of COVID.
Lesson learned. Don't go touch the monkeys if you
No kidding.
See any
monkeys
around.
Falling out of trucks? Leave them alone. For God's sake. I have a joke. My wife tries to go pet animals all the time. That might have been her in different circumstances. I'm just worried about it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.